Just recently, Indiana celebrated the birthday of James Whitcomb Riley, the famed Hoosier writer, who was born in a log cabin in Greenfield, Indiana, on October 7, 1849, and who became, by the time of his death in 1916, the most famous poet in America and America's children's poet. As a boy, Riley found he had no talent for school. One teacher is supposed to have said that Riley didn't know which is more, twice ten or twice eternity. Nor did Riley have the inclination to follow his father's footsteps into a small-town law practice. Instead, Riley did a little of this, a little of that. He was a front man, stirring up crowds with music and songs for a traveling miracle medicine show, a sign and house painter, an itinerant actor. Everything gelled when he landed jobs with the Greenfield and, later, the Indianapolis newspapers, and soon began publishing his poems in them. His verses caught on quickly. Many were based on childhood experiences, like his memories of a hired man who worked for the family, The Raggedy Man, that became one of his most famous poems. It's written in a Midwestern country dialect with a homespun rhythm that delighted the audiences that Riley later performed his poems for on the lecture circuit. Today it gives us a glimpse of a unique kind of American storyteller who has vanished, except in Riley's lines. And the Raggedy Man, he knows most rhymes and tells them if I be good sometimes, knows about giants and griffins and elves, and the squidget come squeeze at swallows itself, and white by the pump in our pasture lot he showed me the hole that the wunks has got, at lives way deep in the ground and can turn into me or Elizabeth Ann or Ma or Pa or the Raggedy Man. It's autumn, and the nights are getting cooler, and Riley has a poem for that too, When the Frost is on the Pumpkin. Here's one of the verses, set to music by Ted Jacobs and David Vidal. I think Riley would have liked it set this up-tempo, country way.
But the air's so appetizing, and the landscape through the haze of a crisp and sunny morning of the early autumn days is a picture that no painter has the color into mind. When the frost is on the pumpkin, and the fodder's in the shot,